During today's program, we've told you the stories of just a couple of the dozens of people who were killed by this week's storm, and we end this hour with one more. NPR's Joel Rose has this remembrance of an off-duty police officer who died trying to protect his family.
The storm surge from Sandy hit Staten Island hard and fast, with tragic results. Violent waves crashed onto the island's southern shore, flooding dozens of homes near the sea, including one red brick bungalow on Doty Avenue.
No gas, no electric.
Irene Kospchak walks down a hallway coated in mud and debris. Floodwater tossed the refrigerator on its side and soaked everything in sight. But the Kospchak family lost much more than just their possessions.
So mess. No house, no son.
Irene's son, Artur Kospchak, died in the flood. Kospchak was 28, an officer in the New York Police Department. He was not working during the storm. Instead, he was home with his family. When the water started to rise, Kospchak's sister Martha said Artur helped get the whole family up into the attic, including his 15-month-old nephew.
So we all did, but then we didn't see Dad. And my brother, who died, he was yelling for Dad, and he went looking for him. My dad came to the back of the house, went outside, and came in. My brother never made it.
Artur Kospchak ducked into the basement, probably to look for his father. When he didn't come back, the family called 911. The police sent out a rescue team by boat to try to find him, but police say they couldn't get into the house because of a downed electric wire in the water. Kospchak's body was discovered in the basement the next morning.
I just cannot believe it, that really happened. We can't, even though we saw him yesterday in the hospital.
Kospchak's older sister, Agatha, says her brother was a generous man who was devoted to his family and his job.
When he joined police academy, he was in his own element. We know that he totally loved his job. He was always ready. Sometimes he didn't sleep or he slept just a few hours, and every time they called him, he was there. And we know that he was very devoted, and we miss him so much.
The Kospchak's neighbors say they, too, will miss a man who was always looking for ways to help out. Sergei Chuprik and Margaret Kaminsky live across the street from the Kospchaks.
2 years ago, my son got stuck in the snow and had a huge snowstorm. And he and his friend or brother went out to push his car out because it was a huge snowstorm. Very helpful guy.
Always there for you. And for my little, I have two kids, like older brother to Bianca, to my little one. So, you know, always on the street, always with Bianca. I don't know how am I going to, break the news to her.
Artur Kospchak's mother, Irene, and family friend, Christina Nowrode, say they'll remember him as a hero.
His whole life was like that. He was a very good person.
And very good
the best son. Brother. And it's such a big loss. Because he was looking for his father. Like I said, he was a hero. To the last minute, to the last second.
The family has yet to announce plans for a funeral. Everyone on this block of Doty Avenue knows there's a daunting challenge ahead to rebuild this flooded neighborhood, a task that will be that much harder because Artur Kospchak isn't around to help. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.